KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and little animals gathered by the radio. It is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, the regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Joining Emily and myself this morning, we've got Tom Phillips from the Humboldt Trails Council. A good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hi, Cliff.
How are you doing?
Doing really well, thanks.
Ah, indeed. So, Humboldt Trails Council. The trails are what you guys are all about. And a note here from Emily that we were going to look at some mountain bike issues, but also there's just lots of upcoming trails projects, right?
Yeah, there is. On the, you know, the Trails Council has always been about the Bay Trail and the sort of regional paved trail system, and I'm sort of the mountain bike guy on the council.
Uh-huh.
And we've got three really exciting projects coming up. Number one is the Sunny Brae Forest. There's a pretty exciting trail system planned for the forest right now, and it's approved and it's mapped out, and we're in the process of trying to get those trails built.
So, how big a trail is that going to be?
Geez, I'm thinking I've seen it on the map, but I haven't walked it out. But let's say an initial loop that's probably looking to be 2 or 3 miles.
Nice.
With some shorter, you know, in quotes, more technical connectors for mountain biking, and it'll be a really nice addition to the community forest. And hopefully this summer we're going to start a regular trail day setup out there, where we're going out and helping the city get those trails built to make it happen a little faster.
Fantastic.
Awesome. And the thing I really appreciate about the Sunny Brae Forest and is that this is a whole connection with the Arcata Ridge Trail that the city has really been leading the effort on for quite a while. And I think this Sunny Brae Forest is going to be kind of like the crown jewel of, you know, of more technical trails in the forest. And I think it's really exciting that there's such a great partnership with the community to build these trails and to really envision what kind of trail system, you know, we really want in Sunny Brae. So I'm really excited about that partnership, and also just with the funding leveraging that has been coming through with the Arcata Forest Fund that if you're interested in donating to, still you can contact the city. And that's really been helping as well. So I just appreciate all the resources and volunteer time from the community that have been making this happen.
Yeah, and I'd like to encourage people that are listening to either like the Trails Council or the Bigfoot Bicycle Club on Facebook, or contact the Trails Council and sort of offer your support, give your contact info, or join the Bigfoot Bicycle Club Google group and sort of stay abreast of when we're going to have these work days so they can be a part of that.
Now, what do these work days entail? What would people be doing?
Digging.
When they say shovel ready, you got the shovels, I guess.
Exactly. It's really fun, though. I think a lot of people will find when they get out there and build trail that it's just about as much fun as riding it. It's really satisfying.
Awesome. Yeah, it definitely would feel good. Now, Tom, we were talking a little bit off air about something that was kind of interesting, and that was economic development data that you were taking a look at.
Yes. I've done some research over the last couple of years, and people have done research projects like in Moab and other places, and they throw numbers around like, you know, when people come to these multi-use trail systems, it puts between, say, $100 and $200 per person per trail per day into the economy. And what that works out to is these things pay themselves off really quickly. And the side benefit of that is, it's kind of a backdoor economic development, if you want to call it that, is you create a place where people want to come live and they will bring their talents and start small businesses so they can sort of eke a foothold into this really great place to live. And that's kind of my vision for this area.
Now, Tom, this is based on real data from real areas that have regional trail systems, right?
Yeah, the most often cited study is out of Moab. It was, I think, a master's thesis or something, mm-hmm. and it was about $160 per person per day. Bend has done something similar, and it was, what was it, 30 to 50%. God, I forget the exact number, but a huge percentage of the people that visit Bend, part of the reason for their visit is to use the trails.
Wow.
So it's something, and we have amazing terrain and great weather and really varied terrain. We're a great community for that kind of thing.
Well, you know, just the physical size of Humboldt County and the terrain, as you mentioned, make it a and just the sheer beauty, make it a real perfect spot for a big regional trail system. And I do think this would be a magnet for people to come here and use these trails, not just the good local folks who live here, and I would certainly be using it. I use what we do have, which isn't that much, but I use what we've got. I know it would probably bring a lot more folks, just as it's been showing for Bend and Moab and other places as well.
Oh, yeah, and there's not very many places where you can ride one day in the Redwoods, go up to Horse Mountain and play around in some alpine stuff that feels like Tahoe, and then go over to Lax Creek, which is on top of a ridge, and it's like open oak woodland and prairie habitat looking out over the ocean. And those are all within 45 minutes.
Yeah, truly terrific.
And I'd like to talk about Lax. That's a really exciting project.
Go right ahead.
It's approved. We have all the environmental clearance. A lot of thanks to BLM for putting all this together.
Explain what Lax is. For folks listening,
it's an 11,000-acre chunk of BLM land out of Redwood Valley, on top of the ridge between Hoopa and Redwood Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open oaks and prairies and some old-growth fir and some second growth. And BLM has planned a 10-mile trail system out there, and it's a mixture of multi-use trails and multi-use trails that are designed to be fun for mountain bikes.
Wow.
And a skills park for mountain bikes where you can take your kids out and let them develop their skills, you know, say 2 acres, where they can just go play around. And also a dedicated downhill course, which is really rare. Our challenge on Lax right now is BLM doesn't have a ton of money, and we need to rally the troops and try and come up with the money and volunteer labor to build. So you put this together with Sunny Bray Forest, and we have... Now, let's say 20 miles of trails that are ready to build right now, and it's just up to us to get them to make it happen.
You guys have a website, right? Why don't you give that out so if we can keep abreast as to what you guys are up to?
Oh, I don't have the link, but Google Humboldt Trails Council.
And you'll find it.
Okay. And also, like the Trails Council and the Bigfoot Bicycle Club on Facebook.
Got
and
it.
The combination of those two will definitely keep you in the loop.
And you want to Google Humboldt Trails Council, not HTC. You Google HTC, you'll get a cell phone.
Thanks for that.
That's true. I Googled HTC this morning and was like, oh, those are cell phones. Wait a minute. Humboldt Trails Council. Oh, there you go.
Oh, great.
I found the site. So.
And there's one other thing, too. We've got a really remarkable group, a loosely knit group called the Humboldt the Horse Mountain Trail Alliance.
Uh-huh.
And it's something really rare where mountain bikers and equestrians and botanists and, you know, the old geezers hiker group, I think, have all gotten together and planned a trail system on Horse Mountain on Forest Service land. And we've been working with Forest Service and trying to get NEPA studies started on that.
Fantastic. Now, Emily, we were talking a little bit off air. City of Eureka... making a major decision today, right?
Yeah, since we're talking about trails everywhere, the City of Eureka will be taking up at their City Council meeting tonight at 6, whether to authorize the acceptance of transportation enhancement funds. This is funds that come through HCOG, the Regional Transportation Planning Agency, and the City of Eureka successfully were allocated those funds, and the City Council just needs to decide to move forward on that to finalize environmental and designs for a section of the waterfront trail from C Street down to Del Norte Street. So this is passing the balloon track, heading from C Street, which is the end of the current boardwalk, and heading south to Del Norte to Palco Marsh. And this is a key segment. Then there'll only be the Del Norte to Truesdale behind the mall and through Palco Marsh that the city actually has funding already for. Completing those segments will, you know, get you from the waterfront downtown in Old Town all the way to the Elk River Trail.
Wow.
So these are some key segments. And so by authorizing these funds and completing designs and environmental, this project will be ready to build.
So that gets voted on today. Is there really any opposition to this?
No, I definitely haven't seen that. It's just of whether or not to move forward with it. You know, the funds have been allocated for this purpose, and I think the city really sees the benefit that, you know, they've really been moving forward a lot of segments, and I really want to applaud city staff for really having you know, making a lot of these things happen, and for just the city as a whole for having the vision to really complete the waterfront trail.
Yeah, city staff has really been terrific with all kinds of stuff, especially with their input at the meetings at the North Coast Railroad Authority as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you want to check out this segment, C Street to Del Norte, the Humboldt Trails Council is hosting a ride, a Ships to Shore benefit ride on Saturday, February 9th. So in a couple weeks, you can come out with other members of the Trails Council at 2 o'clock on a Saturday, rain or shine, and traverse the waterfront trail and what will be the waterfront trail by bike.
Fantastic.
Yes, yeah, so stay tuned for that. We'll have more details. And really, you know, thinking about all of these trail systems, you know, out at Lax Creek, up at Horse Mountain, in Sunnybrae, the existing trail systems, you know, we do have out at Paradise Royale. We have lots of pieces already coming together, and I think a big thing is really when you're new to the area or you're visiting, and where do you go to get that comprehensive information about how to get to these trail systems, how they're interrelated. You know, I think about Horse Mountain, and you wouldn't even know it's up there or that there are so many forest roads you can already traverse. But if you don't know it's up there, you're not going to go, and therefore, you know, tourists or folks new to town aren't going to be able to take advantage of that.
So what resource can they go to find that information out?
Well, that's really what I think would be great to think about for our whole region, is really having a comprehensive place and working with visitor bureau to really make this happen. The Trails Council has a lot of information and has really been the clearinghouse for all kinds of trails, you know, recognizing that if we really want to build this trails community, there's all kinds of trails and opportunities that will make that happen. But for now you can try to search on Six Rivers site to find out more about Horse Mountain, but the best thing is just to go up there, because there's not a lot of great signage or directions.
There's quite a bit of decent mountain biking around here, but like Emily said, none of it's signed. You have to be willing to go out and poke around and get kind of lost and go the wrong way and, until you learn the system. And that's what we're trying to fix, where we have real signed, mapped systems. And you can't do that until it becomes
official,
sort of a, quote, legitimate system.
Right. Well, let's keep moving forward towards that end, because I think we all want that. Alrighty, and before we ran out of time, Emily, there was a few things that you wanted to touch on that we're going to look on for future episodes.
Yeah, I'm really excited about next week. We're going to be focusing on a project up in Del Norte County, and Del Norte and the Smith River Rancheria successfully got a federal tiger grant to look at the 101 corridor around the Smith River area, way up in the north corner of Del Norte County near the Oregon border. And so there's a public workshop about re-envisioning the 101 corridor to make it more safe and accessible for the communities there and for all modes of travel. And that workshop is actually tomorrow night, but we'll be talking with one of the project managers next week about the outcomes of that initial workshop and what the goals of the project are. And I'm really excited about there's not many, you know, federal transportation planning grants that really come our way here in the North Coast, and that funding program is really even in question and probably not going to be around in this new incarnation of the federal transportation bill. So this is a great opportunity for, you know, the North Coast and really making our state and federal highways even more accessible to all modes and on all people.
Very good. We look forward to that. Tom, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Emily.
Uh-huh. And this conversation and all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.